team that showed up ready to work today the way you wanted?
Yeah, the pace was good. Yeah, and these guys came back in good shape for the most part. I'd say 95% of this team, probably more than that, 97% of this team came back in great shape. You know, the conditioning test is not easy. And so then, you know, with that in mind, they're able to come out here and practice at a good pace. Just inconsistency, you know, just some sloppiness. We have to clean up some of our line of scrimmage procedures, you know, formations, alignments, communication on defense. But I did like the pace. I liked the way the guys moved around and how they competed. You know, I don't know. They've been here since after the draft. They know the program. I like the rookie class. You know, I think they work hard. They compete. So I didn't see anybody that was wide-eyed. You know, I just saw some guys that are still learning, still trying to get it down, but guys that definitely compete.
What excites you most about this year's team as opposed to last year?
Every year's different, so I don't compare this year's team to last year's team one bit. You know, everything's different. Sorry, Dale. Trying to get used to this new setup. Should I pan the whole? Every year's different. So, you know, I think this year's team totally different than last year's team. You know, we've got different players, guys that are new to our system this year. Like I said in the spring, I really think this team works hard and competes hard. We just got to continue to do a better job of taking care of the little things. You know, I think it was a typical first day, you know, getting back into the swing of things with a pass rush there and things like that. And we're throwing a lot at them. So I thought both guys had some good plays. Both guys had some plays they'd probably want to have back. And hopefully we can continue to, keep that going in the right direction as far as more good than bad. But I thought both guys came out and competed today.
Bill, during OTAs, you were kind of rotating them, you know, every other day they would run with the first team. How do you handle it during training?
I think this in training camp, it's a little bit different, Brian. You know, everybody gets reps with everybody else. I mean, it's not, you know, we don't look at it as a first team and a second team and a third team and all that. We have a, you know, for two spot drills, we may divide it up into a red group and a blue group, but everybody's repping with everybody else. So you'll see Mallett and Hoyer. Sometimes they're in there with the number three or the third offensive line, whoever we choose to be on that third offensive line. So, you know, things like that, different receivers, different backs. It's just about getting everybody a bunch of reps and getting everybody on film.
So until you make that decision, it's going to be moving people around?
Yeah, certainly, yeah. It'll be guys working with different groups, different receivers, different backs. That'll be the way it is. No.
Does anyone have an edge right now?
No. Well, I think it's unacceptable. I mean, we have to get better at little things. You know, we got to stay on sides. We got to line up right. We have to take care of the details. If we can take care of the details better and better each day, I believe that's going to turn into wins. You know, if you look at some of our games last year as it relates to penalties, you know, we would start a drive and jump off sides, or we would start a drive on defense and not be aligned correctly and start, you know, behind schedule. And so I think if we can take care of little things that don't require any talent. All it requires is concentration, focus, knowledge of your assignments. I think we'll be a lot better. And the guys are working hard to get better at that, but we need to keep going in that direction. False starts, lined up wrong on defense, miscommunication. There weren't many of those today, but there were enough to say, like, this has to get better. And whether it's typical of a first day, third day, fourth, I don't know anything about that. I just know that as it relates to this team, we need to get better at those things.
We saw a lot of Jeff Adams in left guard.
Yeah.
Can you address that a little?
Yeah, no, we're like I said to Brian, you know, we're mixing and matching with our offensive line and playing different groups together and things like that. So Jeff can play tackle and guard, and he's an example of a guy that can play a few positions. He's a versatile guy, and so we threw him in there at guard today. Yeah, definitely. It's a progress league. It's an improvement league. So I want each guy to come out here with the thought that they're going to get better, better at whatever it is that they need to get better at, whether it's a receiver in route running or a DB in his coverage or, you know, a rookie in his knowledge of assignments. We all as coaches, we really want to see improvement. And that's what we're all about as coaches too. Like tomorrow we have to coach better. You know, we have to understand the pace of each drill, where the drills are. We have to pick it up tomorrow. Everybody's got to improve every single day. Yeah, I believe that you know, I believe in competition. I think we all do. It's such a competitive league that I think the more you can put these guys out there in competitive situations, of course, you have to have individual drills and technique work and those things, but at the end of the day, nothing replaces the experience of going out there and doing it in 7-on-7 or 11-on-11 and getting the rep in a competitive environment. And so as we go through training camp, we'll do that more and more. Again, I don't really compare years. I really don't. Last year was a totally different year. This year's, a year unto itself. I think that the guys came out today and definitely competed. I think this team competes very hard. It's just what I was saying to Jerome. I think we just got to continue to take care of the little things, be better in that area.
Does that speak to the effort that you want to see every day?
These guys give good effort. I never it's rare that I ever have to get on anybody about effort, and that's usually a young guy that's coming in from college and just doesn't get it yet. But overall, with our veteran players, these guys give good effort. They come to work every day.
Not that you like to compare, but do you see where this team, with a year under your system, has a better understanding and seems to be moving maybe with a little bit better pace today?
Well, I think going into, as it relates to that question, the second year of working with this coaching staff, the different systems on each side of the ball, with the guys that were here last year, they definitely know our system's better, no doubt about it. You know, the guys that weren't here last year, they're still learning, but the veteran players are really picking it up fast. If you look at a guy like Nate Washington, you know, he's picked up our offense, Cecil Shorts, very quickly. Even Brian Hoyer, even though he's been in the offense before, he's come in here and he understands the offense. And so our veteran players are doing a really good job, and our rookies, I think they're working hard to get up to speed with those veteran guys. By the nature of things, the veterans are ahead of the rookies. They've had more experience, and I think the rookies are working hard to catch up.
You've had the cameras around for a little bit now, but first full practice with them. Do you notice it at all? I mean, does it affect anything, or are you already ignoring it, or do you hate it? I mean, what's your take?
It's a loaded question, Brian. No, I think we're used to it. I'll tell you this about the people from Hard Knocks. They're great people to work with. Matt Dissinger, the director, has been great. He and I meet every day, twice a day, talk about what the schedule for the day is. So it's not a distraction at all. We're used to the cameras already. They've been here for about 6-7 days. So, again, I think anytime you have a mic on or a camera in your face, you know, that's not always easy in the beginning, but you certainly get used to it after a while. Yeah, well, we're early risers, so most of our team is here by 6:30 in the morning, getting taped. Usually we practice at 8 in the morning, so they're getting taped. They're getting whirlpool. Maybe they get a little position meeting in before they head out to the field. Then we practice out here from about 8 to 10:30, 8 to 10:15. And now they'll go lift. They'll have lunch, treatments. Then we'll have an afternoon special teams meeting, an afternoon O&D meeting where we'll watch the practice film. Then we'll break them a little bit more. Then we'll have dinner. We'll come back. We'll have night meetings, a squad meeting, special teams again, O&D, and then we have a walkthrough at night. So we'll usually do the walkthrough over in a stadium. If we can't get over there, we'll get in here in the bubble probably and do a walkthrough. But it's a routine. And I talk to these guys every day about having a consistent daily approach. That's part of being a professional football player, is being consistent on a daily basis, having that approach, setting the alarm clock, getting up at a certain time, and getting going and doing the same thing every day. And that's what training camp's all about.
Bill, can you address, if there is no such thing as a true two-a-day in the system, can you just talk about why you've gone to what you've done?
Well, these are the rules. You know, you really can only
practice. Have that second practice.
Yeah, well, it's a walkthrough. You can practice once out on the field, and then the next practice has to be a walkthrough. Now, you can – you know, you can choose what, like on Monday night, we're going to practice at night. We're going to walk through in the morning. You can choose, you know, when you do it. But basically, you practice once a day, and then you have a walk through the other part of the day.
Does that work for you as a coach?
Oh, I really like it. Yeah, I like our schedule. It's a grind. The players know that. Training camp's a grind. That's what training camp has to be, a grind. That's where you lay the foundation of your team. You know, nothing's easy in this league. Everything's earned. And so it's a grind. But I think the walk through gives us a chance to really go back and teach the basics and install more plays and slows it down a little bit. And, of course, you know, we're not hitting, so it takes some pounding off of these guys. and I think that's a good thing.
We haven't had access to you since Bruce Arians hired the first woman coach.
Right. Well, you know, first of all, I have a ton of respect for Bruce Arians. I think he's a hell of a football coach. He's become a friend of mine in this, you know, since I became a head coach in the league. And, you know, I think it's kind of like he said. If someone, regardless of gender, if someone can prove that they can be out here coaching and help the players get better, then who cares? Who cares if it's a male or a female? It's about making the players better. So, you know, he's the first one to do it. I think the woman that he hired is a coaching intern for him, working with the linebackers, which is a great opportunity for her. And, you know, again, I think if that's something that ever happens here, if someone can prove and come in and, you know, we interview four or five people and two of them are women and that woman's the best interview and we think she can be the best at getting players better, then we would do the same thing. We're not doing it this year. Our coaching staff's in place. There's no set policy. Usually we bring in about, like this year we have, I think we have four guys this year. We have some visiting coaches and things like that. But there, as far as I know, there's no set policy on how many you can bring in. I just don't, you know, my philosophy on that is I don't like a lot of, you know, I like a smaller staff. So they're hearing it from one voice and not 65 voices. So. We've made progress. I believe that the coaches really understand their own positions. They understand the philosophy of what we're trying to do here. Compete, play hard, do a lot on both sides of the ball. We have a lot of schemes. I believe these guys have become better teachers in the last year. I've been in all their meetings. They're communicating well. They're asking good questions. I really believe in this coaching staff. We have two good additions to the staff with Mike Devlin and Paul Pasqualoni that have come in here and really done an excellent job to this point and continue to do a good job. So, you know, I like where we're at as a staff right now.
Bill, biggest thing you want to see from day one to day two?
So. Improvement. You know, I want to see some of these penalties cut out. I want to see more balls completed. I want to see better communication on defense. I just want to see overall improvement every day. I don't want to take a step backwards. I want to keep taking a step forward. I tell the guys all the time, you know, it's hard to – you know, have a perfect practice. It's almost impossible, but you want to strive for perfection and then you can be pretty good if you're always striving for that. And I think that's what these guys are trying to do. You know, they're working hard and trying to get better every day. What is the test? Based on, basically we divide them up into three groups. We have linemen, then we have kind of the semi-skilled, the linebackers, tight ends, and then the skill players. And we run them, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s in a certain amount of time with a certain amount of rest. Do about 20 of those with a halftime, so 10 and 10. And they have to pass it in a certain time. And like I said, I'd say I think 97% of the team passed the test.
Bill,